Spiritual Successful. This is the podcast where we are learning how to be successful in a spiritual nature. So anyways, I'm your host, Jenna Zweigel, and nice to see you guys back again. Today, we're going to talk about how to break the habit of negative thinking. So whoops, just dropped my phone. But negative thinking is something that sneaks up on all of us. In fact, I feel like the default setting that we come into this world with is sometimes negative, and that's because the media and everything around us pretty much just showcases us negative things at all times. You know, truthfully, there's good things happening, there's bad things happening at all times, but the news loves to gather up all the negative stories and project it out into us so that we think that that's reality. So if you're not on top of it and you're not watching it for yourself, it's very easy to slip back into a pattern of negative thinking. So today we're going to talk about how to break that habit, how to create a paradigm shift within yourself, and how to break free from being controlled by negative thoughts. So, which ultimately leads to negative creation because our thoughts are what create things. So it can be kind of like a snowball effect. It can lead into more anxiety in your life, more depression. It could help contribute to the idea that you're a victim in this life, which is just not true. And, you know, honestly, fear consumes us sometimes, and fear is just negative faith, honestly. Do you know people that are always, you say something positive to them and they say, yeah, but, and they always have the answer. They always have the negative answer to every positive thing. They've got a problem for every solution instead of a solution for every problem. But basically, if you get stuck in this trap, you're going to see it manifest in different areas of your life. And like I said, it sneaks up on you. It's not something that you just wake up one day and bam, now you're negative. It's something that's kind of like gardening. If you're a gardener and you're planting carrots and lettuce in your, you know, garden beds, if you neglect your garden for a while, eventually you're going to get weeds. You're not going to do anything about that. That's just going to start growing. You're not going to cause these weeds to come out of anywhere. They're just going to start growing and they're going to start overtaking your garden. So when we neglect the garden in our mind, weeds begin to grow. And when that happens, it can destroy all the good. And it becomes a weed bed instead of a garden. And if you're not adamant about taking the weeds out, removing the negativity, removing the negative influences in our life, then that is what becomes, I guess, the new normal. So, you know, your subconscious mind is always looking for your convictions, and whatever your convictions are, whatever your beliefs are, is what you're going to be creating in your life. And so if you go from saying, I'm going to be successful, or I'm going to, you know, start this new diet, or I'm going to, you know, whatever your goal may be, right? And then after the first bump in the road, you say, you know, I want to be this, but I'm not. I want to be successful, but now I'm, you know, nobody's buying my product, or you see evidence in the physical world that it's not going according to plan. And we feed into that doubt, we feed into that fear, and that becomes what we begin to affirm to ourselves. So now, since you're affirming your doubt, you're affirming your negative feelings towards whatever it is happening around you, then that becomes the point of attraction that you bring into your life next. And so this can be kind of like a snowball effect. It could be like, you know, I'm having such a great day and everything's going great, and I'm going to go sell, you know, let's say $100,000 worth of life insurance. Maybe you're a life insurance agent or something. And then the first rejection you get, first door slams in your face. And then you start to think, well, maybe this is not for me. Maybe this is, you know, just for certain people that are good at sales, or maybe this is just, you know, like I don't have the right product, or maybe I'm in the wrong company, or you come up with the excuse as to why it's not working for you. And you start to affirm that. So now you're affirming that, you know, you made a mistake and you may end up losing money instead of making money. And you start visualizing becoming a failure instead of visualizing yourself as a success. Now, what we have to do in this situation is get to the realization that there is no real mistakes along the way. And any temporary, seemingly setback that comes along our path is the perfect path still. And even if you get rejected 10 times, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work. It doesn't mean that you're in the wrong, vocation. It doesn't mean you're in the wrong company. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that that experience was meant for you to catapult you to the next level. And so the sooner you get to that acceptance, which is, look, God's plan's perfect. And I don't know how or why. And I can't put limitations on how it's going to happen. I can't put limitations on, can't be too stuck in my ways on how it's supposed to happen. Because even if there are seemingly setbacks along the way, I have to understand and trust with full faith that I'm still moving forward, right? And so you have to be so consciously aware of what you are affirming in your life. Because, like I said, when it sneaks up on you, you start to affirm your doubts and your fears, and then you're completely off track and are bringing into your existence versus what it is that you truly want. And so, one thing I want to talk about too is like when Jesus was, curing people or performing miracles, he didn't ever argue with people about it. It wasn't like he had to present a case. He went to sick people and he just, quite frankly, went up to them and said, "You are well." Like there's no argument, there's no like debate about it. It was just, "You are well." And he planted the thought into their subconscious, which is the truth is health and wellness, right? The truth is not poverty. The truth is abundance. And he just stated the truth and people believed it. And because they believed in his belief in it, they became well. And so when we are set out to become successful entrepreneurs or successful in your job or whatever it is that you guys do, right? I'm an entrepreneur, so I'll use that as an example. When you're on your path and when things aren't looking good, it's not a sign that things are going to stay that way. It just means that you have to hold fast even more so to the truth. And the truth is abundance. The truth is success. The truth is that the only concept of failure is something that we create ourselves. And failure is not meant to be something that we stick to or park at. It's just meant to be learning lessons along the way so that we can get to where we are. For instance, everything that ever happened in my life that I thought was bad, it actually ended up being really good for me because it gave me a stronger foundation. But, you cannot be successful if you are thinking thoughts of becoming unsuccessful. You can't be well if you're thinking thoughts of being sick. And everything starts in mind. Everything starts in the mental world first. And because it starts there, we can't look at the causes of things and assume that that's the truth. The truth is the first cause is always mental, and that we are creating everything every step of the way. And so when you're feeling like you're off track, you must affirm that you're on the right path, and you must affirm that you're being guided and that it doesn't matter how you're going to get there. It just means that you have to keep pressing forward and that you have to press forward in faith and trust that you're going to find your way. Even if it seems like there's no way, there will be a way will be made. I had this recent experience with trading, and I blew a bunch of money basically because I took the wrong trade. I didn't trust myself. And I've been really reflecting on that a lot lately because my strategy was so sound for so long. And it wasn't really my strategy that was the problem. It was the fact that I got greedy and took somebody else's trade and stopped trusting myself for a moment. And I trusted in something else besides myself. And because of that, I really spent a lot of time just kind of reflecting, like where did I go wrong? Like how could I let this happen? And am I, I had the doubts, like, am I supposed to be a trader? Like, am I still on the right path? Like, how do I feel about this now? And I felt like in a moment I wanted to kind of isolate, like self-protect and not be exposed at all. I didn't want to be like relied upon by anybody. But Truthfully, I wasn't isolating from people. I was isolating myself from God, right? Which is the root of our being. And I think I got too big for my britches too fast. I mean, I'm just being completely honest. Like I was like, wow, like I'm gonna crush it forever. Like I don't even need to study anymore. I don't even need to read all these books anymore because trading is my personal development, and that couldn't be further from the truth. You have to like spend time in meditation and deep thought and study and learn, and you have to take control of your mind every single day. Just like if you were going to the gym every day, you're working out your muscles. You have to also clean up your garden and in your mind. And because I had stopped doing that, I got negative results on the charts. And I know it's related because, well, if I just get up every day and I start trading and I get right into the charts with no thought, really just jump right in, I thought I'm just gonna, learn my life lessons through trading instead of really taking time to clean up the garden in my mind. And when you don't take the time to do that every single day, wake up and study something that's positive or put yourself into a positive mentality, it will start impacting your physical reality, and it will be so sneaky that it will sneak up on you, and before you know it, something bad's gonna happen, or something we think is bad is gonna happen. And that's meant to kind of redirect us back to the path of truth. In fact, I read something today and it said all suffering is basically meant to help guide us back to the path of truth. And when I read that, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's what happened to me. And it's so easy to look around our physical reality and look for evidence of the things that we fear, But when we see affirmations of disease and disaster and poverty, failures and loneliness, but yet the reins of our destiny is really in our hands, And even Jesus said, as ye believe, so shall it be done unto you. And so we have to use the word faith in overcoming negative thought. And we have to use the word delusion, I think, to mean belief in negative thought. Because even Wallace D. Wattles in the Science of Getting Rich book, he talks about there's only one truth, right? And the physical reality we see around us is not necessarily the truth. It's just a reflection of what's inside. It's just a projection of our innermost thoughts and feelings. And we only see evidence of the things that we are most in tune with, or the things that we are attracting ourselves. Truthfully, there's positive and negative particles floating all around us all the time, and we're like magnets, and we're magnetizing them to ourselves. So one person could be getting positive results, and the other person could be getting super negative results, and yet live near each other or around the same environment, but they're getting different results because one is charged towards negative and one is charged towards positive. And I'm bringing up Jesus a lot because, he was like a master at this. He was a mental master. And, he said, be of good cheer. And that he had overcome the world by faith. Faith is so important when you're trying to clear out your negative garden, right? Or your negative weeds in your garden. Because you have to know that, if I keep working at this and I keep self-correcting and I keep getting myself right back on the narrow path of truth with faith, eventually I'm going to get to where I want to go, right? And we got to take up faith like a sword or even like gardening tools, to overcome all things, to overcome the things that are in our way, seemingly, or the things that test us, or the things that present as obstacles, because truthfully, those are opportunities. But we have to use the faith that we will eventually arrive if we stay persistent, consistent, and show up every single day and are diligent about what we are allowing into our subconscious and through our conscious mind. The subconscious mind turns everything into physical reality, all of our beliefs. And if we find lack and limitation and disease, then we are can be sure that our convictions are going to bring that about. And when you isolate yourself from God or from the power or the source of all, because you fall into this ego trap, then you're going to get negative really fast. And before you know it, it's like everything that presents, You're quick to respond with something negative as your main perspective of how things are. But the truth is that these unattainable opposites could actually serve you. So, faith in the right direction is really all it takes to realign and to overcome negative thinking. So I've done a few things along the way that have helped me kind of readjust and that I've done to kind of, catch myself when I fall off track, because we're all human and we all do it. Eventually it all happens, but I think the most important thing is to have the awareness that, okay, I am not my best self, or I am falling out of alignment, and there's definitely weeds in my garden. Like, we have to have the awareness. But there are things that I have done that have helped me along the way. And one thing is to just understand that I have to not get attached to my problems. I cannot get attached to, anything that's negative around me. I have to be willing to give up my problems, turn them over to God, right? Or turn them over to the universal mind, whatever word you want to use there. I'm going to say God today because it just seems right. But I'm going to turn my problems over to God. I'm going to let him handle them, right? And I'm going to say, look, I'm not going to focus on these problems. I'm going to give them to you. You're going to give me the answer. I have faith in that. And that answer to this problem is going to present itself in some way. And when that happens, I will take action on that as a clue from you. And so the thing is like, when we separate ourselves from God, we feel more alone and we feel more insecure and we feel like the world is like hostile and out to get us. But truthfully, like, God's with you every second of every day, all the time. And somebody asked me, like, do you meditate? Yeah, I do actually, but I try to stay as close to God as I can. And sometimes I backslide, and I don't feel as close. And during those times, I start to feel negative, like things are more hostile and I'm not necessarily in a loving world. But the closer I get to God, the closer I am to feeling unconditional love all the time, and that I'm in a supported, loving universe, and I can't take a wrong step because I'm instinctively guided by a force that is in my best interest. So you've got to make up your mind. You have to make some decisions, right? So it comes to that. Make up your mind right now that there isn't the slightest use in trying to do anything by yourself. And I get into this trap too because I like to be independent. I don't like to rely on people. That's why I like trading, because it's something that I can do in a silo. It's me and my computer screen or my phone, and I can make money without having to deal with the emotions of people. But truthfully, that couldn't be far from the truth, because trading is all based on, market speculation, and it's all reliant on what everybody else is doing in the planet and how they're perceiving the value of a currency. So even though I say that, it still doesn't even make sense, because even trading wouldn't work by yourself. If nobody else was buying or selling, there would be no market, right? So there's no point in trying to do everything by yourself. There's no point in trying to be overly independent and build up walls around yourself, because truthfully, we are not that strong, but we are literally limitless when we are walking with God, right? So that is where we get our power. And you know what? You don't know enough. I don't know enough. We don't know enough to overcome all things. And it is a scary world if you're in it by yourself, and you're going to face gigantic forces which you have no control over, and they're going to feel like they're against you, and you're going to feel like they're against you and you have no weapon, So it really makes no other sense but tend to just join forces with the subconscious mind or with God, the Father who dwelleth in me, right? So the Father that dwelleth in me, Jesus said that all the time, that the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven was within, right? And so we have to join forces with this God and not double check him. Like, it has to be complete faith, not like, all right, I'm gonna believe in you, God, or whatever universe or force or whatever. I'm gonna believe in it for a minute, but as soon as I get any evidence on the contrary, I'm gonna double check you. Like, we can't double check. Don't double check God. Just have Faith. As the saying goes, don't watch the pot boil, because if you do that, it'll never boil. As soon as you turn your head, it's going to start to boil. Don't make up your mind that your path should lead in a certain direction. And, don't be disturbed if it leads elsewhere, because look, we don't know how it's going to all unfold. And it's okay if you don't know how it's going to unfold. You're not going to know how it's going to unfold. You just have to have unwavering faith that everything is going to work out in your favor. And you got to know that your step is unerringly guided on a perfect route to your destination. Whatever is a side road is actually the best path. And anything that shows up that doesn't look good, just know that it is good and that there is good going to be coming from it. Hold fast and faithfully to your conviction that it's all working for you, all times. And sometimes that's hard, because I know I just blew a bunch of money in my account, and for the it was hard. It was hard. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, God, why did I have to go through that? I know now, but at the time it was like I thought I was doing so good. Like, why did this happen? It didn't feel like the perfect path at the time, but I also know that I have to go through these experiences if I'm gonna become the best at what I want to do. If I want to become successful at what I do, then I have to go through these times as well. And so God's like the perfect partner, and you have to be fully aligned, to this God force, this infinite spirit within. And he who takes up this life in full knowledge of his partnership with God will find splendor in everything he touches. He will see an ordered universe rushing to do his bidding. He will not say, I will be successful, and then hours later say, I will not. Right? He will have the courage and faith of his convictions and will reject all else until his desire becomes manifest in his life. I'm reading from Three Magic Words by U.S. Anderson. This was a book that my mentor studied extensively. There's so much in this book that reminds me of him and his teachings. But so I wrote a couple notes down because it was just so perfect for this lesson. All things rest with a power greater than he. Faith means complete reliance and trust in the power and goodness of God, and absolute trust that whatever you conceive with conviction will be returned to you. Act as if it's impossible to fail. Refuse to believe the cause of anything exists on the physical plane. Because honestly, nothing, there's no causes in the physical plane. All causes come from the mental plane. So if you're not loving your physical results in life, you have to take a look at what's happening on the spiritual and mental level in your life as well. And so how do we fix this? How do we get off this like negative train, or negative results that are happening in our life? One way to do this is to go on a 30-day mental diet. And if you will do this, if you will commit to this, and what I mean commit to this, I mean don't give it a try. I mean do it, like full commit to it. Commit to it. And for the first 2 days of this 30-day mental diet, you're going to entertain, not the first 2 days, but for 30 days, you're going to entertain no negative thinking, no negative thoughts, right? You were just going to observe for the first 2 days. I want you to write down the negative thoughts that you're holding in your mind. You have negative thoughts come down, then okay, then you're going to write them down. I was also reading and studying yesterday about how thoughts work. Thoughts are actually spiritual in nature. We think we have thoughts, but really it's just all around us. Thoughts are like in this like sea, this infinite sea, and they're all around us all the time. And that's probably how telepathy works, is somebody has a thought, another person can pick up on it. But we observe them. We get to choose them. It's like a whole sea of thoughts happening all around us, and we get to choose what thoughts we have. We're not the ones actually having the thoughts. The thoughts are spiritual in nature. They're coming from wherever they're coming from, God, I guess, or, the spiritual world, right? And we get to decide which ones we're going to entertain, which ones we are going to hold on to, which ones we're going to add emotion to. And that's what becomes manifest in our life. So a 30-day mental diet means to observe thoughts as they flow in and flow out, observe them, and only choose positive ones. Do not choose any negative ones. If you entertain a negative thought, then get rid of it right away. And you have to do this for 30 days straight. And if you only entertain positive thinking for 30 days, you will be closer to God than you've ever been before. And you will have much better results in your life. And until you become a master of your thinking, you will never become a master of your fate. The other thing that I suggest to kind of pivot is if you do have a negative thought, like I said, the first 2 or 3 days, write it down. You're going to be amazed and astounded at how many negative thoughts you actually have on a daily basis. Now, don't say, oh, I don't think negatively. Don't do that. Just do this anyways, because you think you don't, but you do. Like we all do, especially if you haven't weeded the garden in a while, then there's probably more negative thoughts in around you than you probably are aware of. The next thing you can do while you're on this journey is get a gratitude stone. So go outside, grab a stone, just put a G on it or something, and keep that stone in your pocket and set it on your nightstand before you go to bed. Put it in your pocket when you wake up in the morning and keep that with you. And every time you feel that in your pocket, or you can touch inside your pocket and you can feel that stone, then you have to think of something that you're grateful for. And do this for the 30 days as well. You can also write down, if you haven't done it yet, your goal card. So if you're feeling negative and the world's falling all around you, then it's time to set a new goal and a new direction for your life. So write down what it is that you really want and don't argue with yourself about it. Don't say, I don't even believe that. I want it, but I don't believe it. Don't entertain that, because we're not going to entertain anything negative for the next 30 days. Keep that in your pocket, and you're gonna, every time you touch the stone, your card should be right there next to it. You can pull the card out, read it, put it back in your pocket. And the more you read it and the more you add emotion to it, the more quickly it becomes manifest in your life. So my goal is to earn $10,000 a day trading, and I want to have a $200,000 live trading account. That's my goal. So I'm putting that in my pocket next to my gratitude stone. So every time I feel like a negative thought coming on, or I'm in a negative vibration, meaning I have negative emotions around me, or I just feel like I'm not in a good vibe altogether, then I'm just going to go ahead and revisit that every time. That's something easy to do, and it's a good way to kind of get your mind back on track to where it needs to be. So do those things for the next 30 days and watch how your life changes. Watch how everything changes around you. After you do that for 30 days, you're going to realize that you can control your thoughts. You can be the master of your fate. You can be the master of your life. And it's actually quite amazing to see how good things can get. You'll start building a habit of looking for good in all situations. If you ban the idea that this doesn't work, you can't say that, because for the next 30 days, you're not allowed to entertain anything negative. So that means no negative beliefs either. No, oh, this is just woo-woo crap. No, like, oh, this isn't going to work. That's negative, right? So we can't even entertain that. If you commit to this for the next 30 days, just watch and be amazed at what changes and shifts in your life, and become so aware of just the natural flow of things and the natural flow of thoughts around you. And you will understand that you can be a mastermind when you have the ability to choose what thoughts you're going to stick to. Because if you hold on to negative thoughts that come through you, right, or around you, and you're basically adding it to you. If you're entertaining negative thoughts, you're adding it to you. You're adding it to your person. You're adding it to your experience. So we want to be diligent about not adding negative thoughts to our life at all. Because if we do that, then again, we're going to be manifesting that, which is not what we want, which is probably very far off from our goals. So I challenge all of you guys to do this for the next 30 days. Get a gratitude stone, get a goal card, and do not have negative thoughts for the next 30 days. The first 2 days, you can write them down just so you can be more aware. Just carry a book with you. Carry a little book and a piece of paper, and you can call it your shit list if you'd like. But you're just going to write down every thought that comes to mind that is kind of like sticking around for longer than a couple minutes. You don't have to write every single thought down. That's going to get really tedious. But you can write down anything that's kind of like sticking into your brain that you're having a hard time shaking. Write those ones down for the next 2 days. And then beyond that, after 2 days, you're gonna crumple that paper up, throw it away, or light it on fire. You're gonna get rid of it, abolish it from your being, and begin to pivot. It's gonna feel uncomfortable at first, but do it anyways. And when you do this, like I said, You will begin to break the habit of this negative thinking pattern that you have basically fallen into. So I hope this helps. I hope you guys get a lot from this podcast, and I will see you guys all on the next one. Thanks for tuning in.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.